The violence and insecurity in Iraq is no longer dominating the news headlines, with a dramatic drop in the number of suicide bombings and killings there since the surge in the number of US troops earlier this year. But although the overall violence has diminished in Iraq, church leaders there say there is a growing wave of kidnappings that is receiving too little media attention. The Latin Rite Archbishop of Baghdad, Monsignor Jean Sleiman, says he has called on the Iraqi government to do more to halt the problem that is causing widespread fear among the population. He says that as a minority community, Christians feel particularly at risk of being abducted. Archbishop Sleiman spoke to me from Baghdad about the extent of the problem.
First of all, the international media never paid attention to civilian society. They refer on political and military actions more on the life of the population. So generally, many violences in the civil society are not known, and kidnappings form part of this violence.
And this problem of kidnapping, as far as people can tell, is it getting worse?
If the general violence has diminished, there are still kidnappings. We are suffering from kidnappings from time to time, even if kidnappings are done maybe also by gangs. And it doesn't mean that kidnappings has a political meaning. But the result for the population is the same. They have to pay money, maybe change house and to go abroad, etc. So the results are dramatic all the time.
And are Christians often the victims of these kidnappings?
Christians also, but not only Christians. What happens to a Christian, I think it's as a minority in difficult times, the effect is really very negative. Maybe others can do differently, but the minorities, especially the Christians, are losing hope. After a kidnapping, many times they are leaving country and going abroad.
Is the media there in Iraq and the government ever talking about these kidnappings, or is it rather silent on this issue?
No, the media didn't pay enough attention to kidnappings in society. They have to denounce this as they are doing for the violence in general.
Is it true then that money is usually the main motive for these kidnappings?
Money, most of times, but there are sometimes ideological or confessional reasons also. To pay a ransom is generally the price for the freedom of the kidnapped.
And are they asking for a lot of money?
Oh, sure. And the problem is also relative to the families. You are families who are poor. Even if you ask some thousands of dollars, it's very heavy for them.
Now, I gather that you have quite recently met Christians who have been directly affected by the kidnapping. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
I've been told about a young girl. They were asking about $10,000, and family was wishing to collect money from churches, from neighbors, from friends, etc.
And was this a Christian family?
Yes, but it can happen to others also.
Do the Christians feel very insecure because of this threat of kidnapping?
Sure. Even if the situation has improved, but the fear is still here. And I think there is no solution for the problems. The fear will stay, will continue, even if, as I told you, the situation is better.
As you said, the situation is better. There's far fewer suicide bombings, less insecurity after the surge in the American troops. So how do people feel in general about the situation in Iraq? Is there a bit more optimism now?
I think optimism is difficult. We don't have solutions yet.
So you're saying that people still feel quite pessimistic and worried about the situation in Iraq, despite...
Because violence has appeared, but violence can appear again. If you don't have a real solution, you cannot be really sure when you think on the future.
So are many people still leaving the country, or has the rate of emigration slowed down?
No, the emigration continues, even in the north, where many have found a safe haven, but they didn't find the jobs, they didn't find infrastructures. So many are leaving even the north, where the security is assured.
How easy is it for the faithful in Iraq, or how safe is it for the faithful in Iraq to come to Mass? Do you still hold Mass on a regular basis, and do people come?
It depends on areas. You have areas where people can come normally. In the north, it is not so easy. In Mosul, but in the villages, it's normal. In my quarter in Baghdad, we never stop to say Mass, not only on Sundays and feasts, but every day. We have a daily Mass.
So how optimistic do you feel about the future of the church in Iraq and the Christian community in general?
There is no miracle. I think we have still hard times. We have to suffer hard times. We are in a time where it's difficult to make prophecies on the future.
I was speaking there to Archbishop John Sleiman from Baghdad.